Well, there were 5 requisition meetings held around the island last night. Manx Radio were 3 of them. We'll be reporting from Ramsey on the programme tomorrow morning. But our focus today, Middle and Douglas North, and the residents of Douglas North having the chance to quiz their election candidates last night. Karen Angela, David Ashford, John Horton, Ralph Peake and Lynn Surderfield were all at the meeting. It was chaired by Jeff Caron. Ed Oldham was there for Manx Radio.
The Douglas North requisition meeting has just drawn to a close at Williston Methodist Church in Williston. Around 80 people attended the meeting in total. Wide range of issues and questions brought forward by the people here, from the international to the national to, in fact, the very, very local. Things such as Nobles Hospital waiting lists. What can we do for students who come back to the Isle of Man to work? Should they get their tuition fees or student loans paid off? The TT Access Road, what the island needs to do about abortion, the island's position towards the Syrian refugee crisis, and also many, many times public sector pensions. Among the people here tonight who are not candidates or constituents was one member of the Legislative Council, David Cretney. Now, I presume Mr. Cretney was here to support the Manx Labour Party candidate standing in Douglas North, but as a man with much experience of these sorts of meetings and indeed general elections, I thought it would be good to speak to him about some of the aspects of these sorts of meetings. David Cretney, MLC, you yourself have been at many of these meetings in the past with your long career as a South Douglas MHK. What did you make of the questions and topics raised this evening? A lot of people seem to be looking at the national and the international rather than the local.
Yes, which is good, and that's what this election is about. And yes, it is a scary time. Public meetings can be quite... They can be an opportunity for people to kind of make their points in a vociferous way, if you like. I think all the candidates tonight answered the questions on the national issues, which is what the voters are voting for next Thursday. They're not voting for a town councillor, they're voting, and that was one of the questions, they're not voting for a town councillor, they are voting for somebody who will represent them on the national stage. And, you know, I hope that as a result of tonight and the manifestos and the home visits, people will be able to make an informed choice.
What is it like to face the public at a meeting like this, on a night like this? I guess depending on the order that the questions are answered in, you've got to be pretty quick on your toes at times.
You do. I remember the first one I went to in 1985, and up against me was John J. Bell, who was a formidable politician, who'd been a great orator, who'd been a long-serving councillor and member of the House of Keys, and he said, "Listen, son, it'll take you 5 years to find the toilet." So you've got to be prepared to kind of respond to people who kind of try and bring you down, and I think I did, because the result was the right one in 1985. This time round, I've been to 3 requisition meetings so far. I think they're very important. You know, if we have a society, elections are very, very important, and people coming, taking an interest and then going and using their vote, I really, really encourage that to happen. Sadly, not enough young people here tonight,
sure.
But there'll be things going on in schools as well, I hope, because that certainly happened last time round.
There seems to be a lot of agreement between candidates tonight. How easy or difficult can it be to differentiate yourself from others?
Well, that's right. There was, on many of the questions, it was, I agree with the other. And you know, perhaps, I think it's better to give a short response than if somebody else has said what you have to say. I don't think you then need to repeat the same thing. I mean, we know that goes on in Timble all too often. But make your point, and it's then up to the chairman to make sure that he fairly goes round each of the candidates so they have a chance to go first rather than being at the end and as a result perhaps saying, "Oh, I agree with A, B or C," type of thing. So, and Jeff Caron, being a good chairman, did exactly that.
David Cretney talking there to Ed Oldham, who was at that Douglas North requisition meeting last night. Carol Angela, David Ashford, John Horton, Ralph Peake and Lynn Surderfield, the candidates.